Let's go to John in Scotch Plains. How you doing today, John?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. What's up?
Good. Hey, I don't have any, like, big hot take. All I'm saying is, for Sean. Sean.
Yeah.
If we go up by, like, 2 or 3 runs tonight, can you please stay off Twitter?
No.
You were the Judas. Please do it.
No.
You were the kryptonite.
No.
As soon as you had to give your little hot take about doing the sweep,
yep,
we freaking lost. So can you please just stay off Twitter and stop touching the money?
You think
go
I
back
have
to your air fryer? Make some more Oreos.
I might, I might. Do you think I have anything to do with what goes on in the field? Touching the money? Am I not allowed to be a fan and celebrate and be confident? I hate. Sometimes I hate this town because if you're overconfident and cocky, it's don't touch the money, don't touch the money. But then if you're like beaten down and negative, it's how could you not believe? I believe right now. I didn't touch any money.
But you don't understand why a Yankee fan upset at you for putting out a video, which you've already done in the past and it backfired, of a team sweeping. So you have a broom out there.
Yeah.
And I've also seen some of your other tweets from last night. I mean, first of all, Artemi Panarin had a hat trick?
It was great.
I had no idea.
5 goals, yep.
But the other thing you said is you mocked Cleveland's home field advantage.
Yeah, freezing cold takes got a hold of that. It has no home field advantage.
I mean,
sterile.
It was not sterile.
Sterile. I mean, barely a hum from that crowd.
When the Big Christmas hit that game-tying home run, you thought there was barely a hum in that crowd?
I mean, look, it was a loud crowd. It was nothing like they made it seem.
Big Christmas!
That's not Arrowhead in January. I'm sorry, folks.
So even a fellow Yankee fan politely asking you,
yeah, I'm not staying off Twitter.
Can you cut, not stay off, you don't have to just stay off Twitter, but cut out the rhetoric that this is basically a cakewalk?
Jinxes don't exist. I have nothing to do with what happens on the field. And one way or another, when the Yankees win tonight, there will be another cleaning utensil brought out at Sean Morash on Twitter. And so you're going to like it.
You don't believe in jinxes, right?
Nope.
That's what you said?
No jinxes. Doesn't exist.
It's interesting. When I was on Sean's Twitter account, I saw this. And please don't respond. I'm going to let Tommy respond because it's about him.
Mic's off.
Quote, the Mets haven't won a game and have been outscored 18-2 since Positive Tommy vowed to help the Jets with his positive vibes. That cannot be a coincidence. If I were a Met fan, I'd be furious with the guy who claimed to be the fan base's leader and abandoned ship. So, Tommy, you just heard Sean's point about, hey, jinxes don't exist, all that. Based on what he just said and what he tweeted about you, hypocrisy much?
Massive hypocrisy. And the beauty of this is I actually agree with Sean. There is no boogeyman. There are no jinxes. But Sean likes to move the goalposts around, and he's sicked his Ranger followers on me because I've gotten a few tweets about it. This is all about Sean trying to take Jet misery, couple it with Met misery, and torpedo Positive Tommy. And we're not going to allow that because Positive Tommy will stand up for the little brother, and he will inject positivity into fan bases that need it. Just like I did with the Mets, I will do it with the Jets.
And I want to say again, as a Jet fan, thank you, Positive Tommy.
You're welcome. Looking forward to Sunday
night. So now, having you on my side with the football team is the weirdest thing ever, but I kind of like it. So, Sean, you just said that jinxes don't exist.
They don't.
Then what the hell was that tweet about with Positive Tommy?
Unfortunately, I learned, you could learn a thing or two weekdays, 2 to 6:25 typically here on Evan and Tiki, and I learned something on Tuesday that I had not considered.
Go ahead.
And that happened when Joe B. was on.
Mm-hmm.
And Joe B. said something about Aaron Rodgers, and he did his whole, you know, uniform, you could change this, you could change that shtick, but Joe B. used a word I hadn't considered. Jet karma has now ruined Aaron Rodgers.
Yes, he did say that.
And I couldn't help but think, did Jet karma
ruin
Positive Tommy and the vibes he was bringing the Mets? So I don't think that's a jinx necessarily, but more a greater being out there called Jet Karma.
No, because, and I love Beningo to death, but the whole reason for Positive Tommy is to reverse a lot of what the negativity that has existed in these fan bases before. I've proved it here with the Mets, and I will prove it with the Jets.
Tommy, I actually think that's admirable, and I agree, and I like the way you're looking about that. But sometimes there are certain things that can't be changed.
Well, I
disagree. And the Jets karma may be that thing.
Well, this is going to be the ultimate test now, isn't it?